Morning, Audio Boo. Woken up a bit shit today, really. And I'm not going to make this a moany one. I'm doing it because I'm trying to leave my house. And as I've said before, I've had agoraphobia and I've got a puppy now and I'm getting out. But a few things have happened. I thought I'd boo as I walk past a particular other place in the same place I live, where there's a fella who kicked my dog when I first got her, when she was first allowed out. He was about a metre away from him, and he just kicked her and justified it by saying his wife was scared of dogs, but she wasn't in or anywhere to be seen, and it was on private property. Anyway, I couldn't deal with it at the time because I'm a bit fragile and stuff at the minute, but I find it quite hard to walk past his house to get out of my place to get into the park with Poppy. She desperately wants a walk, and instead of putting it off till the afternoon, I'm booing to walk past. So there you go, I'm past anyway. And I don't know if anyone else is listening who's had agoraphobia, but it's one of the more irrational, bizarre feelings. A feeling that there's a kind of barrier at your front door, and the way I've been counselled to get over it is to kind of extend that barrier a bit at a time. And Poppy, my puppy, was kind of like the she was kind of like the scissors to cut the barrier completely, to be honest with you. And it worked for the first month. It was brilliant. I was carrying her because she couldn't go on the floor, but I hadn't been out much for 6 months, really, at all, without having a panic attack. So it's a very weird feeling, anyway, agoraphobia. It's something that you can get over. I'm definitely getting over it, and it's just a matter of, like I said, I've extended that circle. And if it hadn't been for that bastard kicking my puppy, I don't think I'd have had any problem. Oh no, she's just done a crap. I'm going to have to go. All right, I'll carry this on later. Quickly finish this, because that was a bit of a disaster. Me booing away and my Poppy crapped on the floor in the street. And I didn't have a bag on me, because I was freaking out about leaving the house. So I had to stop some people on the way past and ask them for some newspaper, because they had a newspaper in the tram, which they kindly gave me. And then as I'm cleaning it up, Poppy ran in it. So I'm having to go back home and sort that out. Which, to be quite frank, is just a nightmare. I will finish this off later, because I was going to ask you all a question, really, just about whether you think it's a bad idea for me to be this frank on Audio Boo, because, to be honest with you, I got a bit of a funny comment off someone on Facebook yesterday, and it really upset me. And I just think maybe I'm being a bit of a dickhead talking so openly. Maybe a bit optimistic about the nature of this stuff, and maybe a bit naive about, being quite so honest with anyone, with no one in particular. Anyway, I'm going to go. So clean my puppy. See you later. Bye.